This article is entitled A Liberating Hope, Congregation Relieves $1.5 Million in Families' Medical Debt. It's written by Steve Lundeberg, a writer from Oregon, who writes for the Oregon State University News and Research in Corvallis. A Twin Cities area congregation has used a powerful financial lever to improve the lives of hundreds of families while drawing attention to a societal problem, the crushing weight of hospital and doctor bills. A partnership between Lord of Life Lutheran Church and a New York-based nonprofit has already resulted in the forgiveness of medical debt in excess of $1.5 million. What made it happen was a $15,000 in donations from worshipers at the Maple Grove, Minnesota congregation, which means that each dollar collected wiped out more than $100 in debt. It's a creative way to address an underserved need. And the math is what drives this story in a way, said Joel Wright, Hogeen, a pastor of Lord of Life. The prayers of member Skip Leiser served as the ignition switch. I always pray, show me some things you want me to do, he said. And I was driving one day in Maple Grove, clicking through the radio stations, and I heard a story about a Kansas church that had just forgiven $3 to $4 million in medical debt for pennies on the dollar. And I thought, wow, is this for real or just another scam? Leiser, who had acquired considerable fiscal acumen during a 35-year career with General Mills, dove into that question. He extensively researched the nonprofit behind the debt forgiveness, RIP Medical Debt, even developing a relationship with its co-founder, Craig Antico, a former executive in the debt collection sector. Satisfied that RIP and its model using donations such as church offerings to buy medical debt for the sole purpose of giving relief to debtors were rock solid, Leiser brought the idea of the partnership to Hogeen, and I had no idea how the secondary debt market worked, but I trust Skip, and he did an incredible job with due diligence, so I knew this was legitimate, Hogeen said. As ELCA Christians, we're committed to demonstrating compassionate mercy and liberating hope. This is charity work, of course, but it's an effective way to raise up the bigger justice issue of why such debt exists in the first place. Antico and co-founder Jerry Ashton started RIP Medical Debt in 2014, purchasing in bulk from medical debt buyers at less than 1% of face value. The organization has been able to retire more than $1 billion in debt, affecting more than 500,000 families. Those expenses don't result from things that people go out seeking. No one chooses to have cancer or a car accident. With our partnership with RIP Medical Debt, we're able to address the situation where it is right now, helping those people while also helping raise the question, what can we do at the beginning so bills aren't so high? Hogeen notes that the people most impacted by medical debt are vulnerable populations, those living in poverty, older adults, veterans, those sorts of folks among us who we think Jesus calls us to serve. In all, 472 families in Texas and Arkansas, where Lord of Life had recently set mission teams, benefited from the congregation's inaugural debt relief effort. We've not been contacted by any of the recipients of the relief we provided, and I have absolutely no expectation for any of them to do so, Hogeen said. The gift is truly without strings attached. RIP Medical Debt, Leiser added, rarely hears from any of the people it's helped, mostly because of the shame people feel over not having been able to square off their accounts. All of us would love to hear from some of the families that had debt forgiven, he said. I would love to remind them that they are part of the family of God and that we help each other in times of need, but the important thing is that the debt is forgiven and that those families can move on with their lives. Lord of Life will continue to emphasize the RIP partnership in 2020, including in its Children, Youth, and Family Summer Programming. The congregation will likely also advocate for legislation to facilitate the purchase of debt by nonprofits such as RIP. In some states, it's tough to get access to medical debt, including Minnesota, Leiser said, noting consumer protection laws that rightly seek to safeguard debtors' personal information. Hogeem said the RIP partnership is a good reminder to continue to open to the new opportunities the Holy Spirit brings, pointing out that roughly 2/3 of bankruptcies in the U.S. result from medical bills. I really think it's important to continually pray and ask God how we can be part of spreading His gospel, Leiser said. He will answer, maybe in some subtle ways, but then comes our act of faith. Are we willing to listen, consider a plan, and then act on His response?